Hi, this is Kyle Bauer visiting with Adam Tice. He's Pioneer U.S. Corn Marketing Lead for, of course, Pioneer Brand Seeds. You know, over the years, the corn drought tolerance has really been noticed in Kansas. Is there still a continued emphasis on making that even better?
It's absolutely one of our primary focuses within our breeding program. Certainly yield, agronomic consistency, and drought is one of those biggest agronomic variables that our breeding programs are dedicated and focused around. In fact, it was back in the 1950s when Pioneer really started their drought research testing in York, Nebraska. And we can go back and look at yield since that time, and we've seen some significant growth really since we started really focusing and research investing in drought. You know, going through this year where there was a lot of drought across the U.S., even in areas that historically haven't seen it, we did get the question a lot, you know, what gains have we seen on the hybrids? So we went back and looked at research and said, hey, can you compare hybrids that we're selling today and customers are planting today to maybe what was offered in 2012, which was for a lot of folks across the U.S., maybe the last time they experienced a pretty severe drought. And what we noticed is when we compared those hybrids about 10 years apart, is that we saw about a 30% improvement in drought tolerance for hybrids today compared to then in the Pioneer brand lineup. But it really shows that while we don't talk about it every day, our corn breeders, our research program is dedicated and focused on this. And it's helping those farmers, I think, realize that some of these above average yields we continue to hear about or above expectation yields might be some of this is where that's coming from, is these efforts and gains that we've made in germplasm over the last decade.
And like you said or alluded to, you really develop it for out in our area, but that backbone is in your varieties all across the nation. So when that area gets a stress, they've already got the tools to get through that stress.
Absolutely. And our drought-focused program isn't really at just one period of time. It's early season, mid-season pollination. There's a lot of variables that our program looks at there. And I think to your point about being inherent to who we are and it's somewhat within our DNA, the fact that we have built our germplasm library over time and it's such a diverse set of genetics that our breeders have the luxury of working with to make hybrid combinations, it means we can take products. In fact, to this day, we can go back and trace some of our hybrids with some lineage to the 1930s when the Dust Bowl was occurring, when some of the drought-tolerant hybrids really probably showed up during those years, tough years. And we're still able to harness some of the genetic value in hybrids we're selling today while bringing a lot more yield and other agronomics. And, you know, our drought brand Aquamax that we're seeing is having another incredibly successful year that I know has been out in that marketplace for a lot of years now, seeing a 4.1 bush breaker advantage over the competition. And what's exciting about that is we're seeing it across yield levels, the lower yield levels, but also even the high yield levels. We're seeing yield advantages at all those fronts, which means kind of rain or no rain, a lot of upside there, depending on what Mother Nature provides.
And what are the other traits that you're breeding for these days?
Yeah, as we look ahead to 2024 and then future years, the innovation library is full. In 2024, farmers will have the chance for the first time in the Pioneer brand to put Power Corn List on their farm, introductory volumes, of course, but really with Power Corn List, what they're going to experience is exclusive Pioneer hybrids and genetics first, and that will bring the most elite genetic potential out there for yield and agronomics. But there's going to be some insecticidal benefits and also herbicide flexibility benefits that customers just don't have the option for today. So another mode of action for above ground insects, knowing that that's always a continual concern. How do we protect that crop from insect damage throughout the duration of the growing season? But also the Enlist system is now coming to the corn acre. So we've seen incredible momentum with soybeans over the last couple of years with E3 through Pioneer. We're now seeing those same benefits of low volatility on the chemistry and also a wide application window in corn come to that acre, which is really going to be available, again, exclusive genetics in 2024 with Power Corn List.
We're visiting with Adam Tice. He's Pioneer U.S. Corn Marketing Lead for, of course, Pioneer Hybrids. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.